Hello?
Hello, I'm David calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. And then to speak to one of the owners responsible for the household, would that be you?
That would be me, yes.
Thank you so much. So I'll start with this survey. We'll appreciate your help on this. Is your home a single-family home detached, townhome?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Thank you. Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1958.
Thank you so much. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, such as roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades?
I have eye impact windows in it. The roof is about 14 years old.
Okay. How about structural upgrades? Raise home?
No, it's just a second, please.
Okay.
What? I've got the phone, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What's this all about anyway?
Oh, okay. We're actually from Florida International University. We're just conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction.
Okay. I've tried to do everything I can to make this place as safe as I possibly can for my family.
Okay, excellent. So between the answers, there's another option that says structural upgrades, race home, or other, and you can specify if you have made any upgrade modifications to the property. You have already answered with impact windows, which is your choice.
Yes.
Besides this one, is there any other upgrade?
Not really, no. It's a good solid block building.
Okay, thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
19.
Thank you so much. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm or Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, Category 5 hurricane?
Well, I guess we've had tropical storms and 1, 2, and 3 hurricanes since we've been here.
Thank you. Can you tell me the name and or the year of the tropical storm?
No. I don't remember they were.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was just a bad storm. We hunkered down and went through it. When the power went out, fired up the generator.
Oh, okay. How about the Category 1 hurricane? Can you tell me the name and or the year?
No.
No?
Just don't remember the names of any of the storms.
Oh, you don't remember any of them? Okay.
No.
Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you so much. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Just lay in my water and have gas enough for the generator.
Okay.
Got plenty of food, plenty of water.
Thank you. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane when a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours or other, and you can specify.
Basically, my home's already secured, and I could be ready in just a few hours.
Thank you so much. Consider yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your house will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you
quite certain?
Oh, okay. Between the options, we have very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all.
Probably very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. You can pick three. The first one, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp, or other.
Well, it'd be TV, radio, and friends and family.
Thank you so much. Before we continue, I'd really like to thank you for all the answers that you have provided so far. You're really helping me a lot with this. Thank you so much. The next question, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
That's about a 4.5.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
I will call it 4.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of insurance, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, transportation cost, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, or other, and you can specify. Or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness.
I don't think any of it has affected it. I've been keeping prepared all right along.
Thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes.
No.
Flood zone? Oh, okay. So between the options, we have neither flood nor evacuation zone.
Correct.
Thank you. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, probably never, other you can specify.
Well, if I was ordered to evacuate, I probably would.
Okay, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate.
Yes.
Thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of nearby friend and family? Another location within the estate? As far as possible to another state? You will not leave under any circumstances or other, and you can specify.
You know, I really don't know. I've never considered the option of leaving. I've just made this thing like a fortress to stay right here.
Oh, okay. So you will, okay, I'll save it as you don't know. You have never considered moving, correct?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. How many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
Thank you so much. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
$5,000.
Thank you so much. How confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain, and I could come up with the full $5,000. I could probably come up with the $5,000. I could probably not come up with the $5,000. I'm certain, and I could come up with $5,000. Don't know.
I think I could probably come up with it.
Okay, you could probably come up with the five tons. Thank you.
Yep.
How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? We have these options available. We have, it can be either decrease significantly over 10%, decrease on 1 to 10%, remain the same, increase on 1 to 10%, increase significantly over 10, or don't know.
Increased significantly.
Okay, increase significantly over 10. Okay, and how about between, okay, in the last 1 to 3 years?
Yes, increased significantly over the last year.
Oh, okay, that was last year. Okay, and how about in the last 1 to 3 years?
It stayed pretty level right up until this year. This year it raised up about 30%.
Okay, and how about 3 to 5 and 5 to 10?
Like I said, it's been very steady right along until this year.
Okay, so your answers are increased significantly over 10% for all of them.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We are in the middle of this survey. I really appreciate your answers. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, other, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
Just continue paying it. You can run, but you can't hide.
Oh, okay. Is the last one your answer? Nothing, continue paying higher rate?
Yes.
Thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring 100% and want to be insured for the full replacement value? 80% to less than 100, 60 to less than 80%, less than 60%.
I want full coverage.
Thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, I will not move from my home.
I'm not going to move from my home. I'm right here until I die.
Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes? No?
My mortgage is paid off, and no, I wouldn't consider it.
Okay, so your answer is no. Is that your answer?
Right.
Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I really don't know. I think basically this is my responsibility. The government's not doesn't have to support me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the last option says government should not be involved in recovery efforts. Is that your answer?
I think government should be involved in the recovery efforts for the state and the communities, but I think it's up to the individual homeowner to be responsible for himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, between these options, you can just pick one between these options. It could be either federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts. Which one would you pick from these options?
Probably local government.
Local government. Thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how confident do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Very confident.
Very high confidence. Thank you. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I think I'm pretty confident with that, too.
Thank you so much. How much confidence do you have that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I think they're pretty confident there.
Very high confidence. Thank you.
Yep.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account fluid risks?
Take into account of what?
The new developments take into account flood risk?
I'm a little iffy on that. I think they cut a lot of corners. So I'm not terribly confident on that.
Okay, so we have no confidence. It's number one. Number three, reasonable confidence. Or five, very high confidence.
Reasonable.
Reasonable confidence, okay?
Yeah.
And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Medium confidence.
Reasonable confidence. That's the medium,
yeah.
Number three. Thank you. We're in the last one and the last ones. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it is happening. And I'll be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening. But I do not know if I'll be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening. But I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening. Or I don't know if it's happening.
I really don't know if it's happening, and even if it is, I wouldn't be affected.
Oh, okay. So, well, I'll save you a response. As you mentioned, you don't know if it is happening. Thank you so much. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you so much. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, you can pick three. Price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, fluid zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job, or other, and you can specify.
Style and structure of the house and the neighborhood. That was my primary concerns.
Okay. Between the next options, we have, for example, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, fluid zone, proximity to other family, proximity to the job.
Wasn't really concerned about any of those.
Okay, can you mention one more time your option, your answer, please? Is that neighborhood, besides neighborhood?
Neighborhood and structure of the building.
Thank you so much. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Well, I turned 89 today, and I will be here until I die. How long is it going to be before I die?
Oh. Well, happy birthday. Before we continue, happy birthday to you. Hope you have enjoyed your day.
We're having a good time, yep.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Between these options, what would you consider your answer between these options?
Well, let's see, probably another 20 years.
Okay, so between that range, we have between 10 to less than 20 years or more than 20 years.
Well, I'd like to be here more than 20 years.
Thank you so much. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
89.
Thank you so much. What is your gender?
I'm a male.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Okay, are under 12 years old?
No, my wife is 89 also.
Okay, are 65 or older? How many?
I think 89 is older than 65.
Okay, so your wife is 65 older, and as you mentioned before, you're also 65 or older, correct?
Yep.
So we have two. Great, thank you. What is your marital status? Single, never married, married or living with partner, widow, divorce, separated, or other, and you can specify.
Well, I just told you, I've been married for 67 years, and my wife is still living with me.
Thank you so much. What is the highest rate of school completed by an adult member of your household? Between the options we have, less than high school, some college graduate, graduate degree, or other, and you can specify.
Just some college.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic Latina descent?
No.
Thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you.
I do have some Native American background, but that goes back four or five generations.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me save your response. What language is the most often spoken in your home?
The only language is English.
Thank you. Please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to 30. Thank you. Well, these were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your responses. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.